This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. We're spending more on groceries, cars, electronics, and appliances. Retail sales jumped 1% from June to July. Looks like the cost of 10 of Medicare's most popular drugs is about to go down. Federal officials have reached deals with drug companies. The AP's Sagar Magani.
The Biden administration says the discounts range between 38 and 79%, which will knock hundreds of dollars and, in some cases, thousands off the list prices of drugs like blood thinner Eliquis and diabetes drug Januvia. The new prices won't go into effect until 2026, and when they do, the administration expects taxpayers to save $6 billion, and older adults could save as much as $1.5 billion on medications in out-of-pocket costs. But pharmaceutical officials say the changes will spread health care costs to taxpayers in other ways, including their Medicare premiums. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The number of Americans filing for unemployment dropped by 7,000 last week. Hurricane Ernesto is through with Puerto Rico, but is eyeing Bermuda now.
Hurricane Ernesto pounded Puerto Rico on Wednesday, leaving more than 640,000 homes and businesses without electricity and more than 300,000 homes and businesses without water because of the power outages. Hurricane specialist Larry Kelly of the National Hurricane Center in Miami says Ernesto is headed to Bermuda and is expected to become more powerful.
It is forecast to strengthen and also grow in size. As the system moves further north, we're expecting the wind field to get even larger than what it currently is.
And Kelly says the storm is expected to reach Bermuda on Saturday. I'm Donna Water.
The number of dead in Gaza is now higher than 40,000, says the health ministry. This is AP News. An American woman who also has Russian citizenship is going to prison there.
A U.S.-Russian dual national has been sentenced to 12 years in prison on a treason conviction. U.S.-Russian dual national Xenia Kavana has been convicted and sentenced to 12 years in a Russian prison for allegedly raising money for the Ukrainian military. Kavana, whom Russian authorities identify by her maiden name of Karolina, was arrested in Yekaterinburg in February. News reports said she pleaded guilty in her closed trial last week. Kavana reportedly obtained U.S. citizenship after marrying an American and moving to Los Angeles. She had returned to Russia to visit her family. I'm Karen Shamas.
Japan's Prime Minister Fumio Kishida is pledging to defend international order in a peace pledge today as Japan remembers its defeat in World War II, 79 years ago. He said Japan will never repeat the tragedy of war. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.